Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you are happy to be here? Amen. It's good to appreciate God. It's good to thank God. Because when you thank Him, when you appreciate Him, you will receive more. Right? At this point, I call the choir. There are special numbers that they have for us. Let's put our hand together for Jesus.
Praise the Lord. God is good, isn't He good? Has God been good to you? We have a reason to thank God for His goodness in our lives. As we sing this song today, I want you to reflect on all the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. Right from the start of January, as we are going into the new month, God has indeed been merciful. Amen. So thank you so much, brother. Thank you.
As I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I have a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me a love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Clothes they ain't new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. In my heart, all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
You can sing with us.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me a love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. Who among us don't have roof on his head here? Nobody. We are not sleeping on the road or under the bridge. We have roof on our head and a good place to sleep. And I'm sure many of us here, we have AC in our room. It's a cool place to sleep. You see why you need to appreciate God. There's food on your table. So that means you have to appreciate God. That you are not in hospital, you are not taking oxygen, it means you have to do what? Appreciate God. And God gave you shoe on your feet. If you are not wearing shoe here, wave your hand to the Lord. You have to give glory to God. Hallelujah. And above all, God gave us his love and fine family. You are my family. As you are smiling, as you are happy, I have fine family that God has given to me. Hallelujah. We all have fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon me. Let us pray. Father, we want to appreciate you. We want to thank you and bless your holy name. For your blessing upon us, every form of blessing, good health is a blessing. Being alive is a blessing. Sitting down here right now is a blessing. Father, we glorify you, Lord. Being thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go into your word, Father, come and speak your word to our life in Jesus' name. Let your word, let it be established in our life in Jesus' name. That your love that you have given unto us shall never cease in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk about appreciation. I want you to say thank you, Jesus. You are thanking Jesus for whatever he has done in your life. I don't know what he has done in your life, but in my life, he has done a marvelous things. He has done a great thing. You see, when unexpected happens, when something that is bigger or something you are not expecting, when it happens in your life, your appreciation, your celebration have no bound. Nothing can stop you. That man that was healed by Peter, he said, as far as I'm concerned, I'm less concerned. Whatever you say is none of my business. I know I cannot see, but now I can do what? I can see. We need to appreciate God. Appreciating God, and my topic today is appreciation, as you have seen on the screen. Means gratitude, giving gratitude to God. Appreciating God for who he is about acknowledging him for his divine nature. He can bring something out of nothing. You cannot query him. He's God. His attribute, his roles in our life, that is why we have to thank him. Last week, Pastor Abraham was talking about God here. He said God is our creator and our protector. Yes, we need to appreciate him because he created us and he protects us. We need to appreciate him. He sustains us. We need to appreciate him. We need to thank him. We have to truly appreciate him for his holiness, for who he is. He's holy. Our God is what? He's holy. And he has love for us. That is why his only begotten son, he sacrificed him. What else are we expecting from him? In every area of our life, in every time, every second, we have to give appreciation to him. Because when you appreciate him, believe me, we do more than what you are asking for. When you give gratitude to God, how many of you have walked through the darkness where you somehow afraid? And it's like your head is bigger. Your head is not big. All your nerve and your ear, they are trying to stand out. That's why fear catches you because you are within. Sometimes when something happens in your life that you are not expecting, when God does what he used to do, your head will swell up. You will sing, you will sing, you will dance, you will dance. People will be asking, what is happening to him? No matter what it is, give God the glory. That you can breathe, appreciate him. That you can talk, appreciate him. That you can even walk, appreciate him. People that something happened to in Kerala, it's not that we are too perfect more than them. It's not that we are too righteous. The same God that we serve. Brethren, let us appreciate God in his wisdom, because his wisdom is beyond comprehension. We cannot query him. We can't query him that, Lord, your people are here. Why did you allow that to happen? We can't. But whatever happened, we still have to appreciate him. Because he is our God. He knows the end from the beginning itself. He works things out in his own way. He makes things in his own way. His own perfect plan, he executes it. No one can query him. We know David was really into praising God. Let's see what David said in Psalm 119, verse 164. What David said. That is, can we have the mic, please?
Seven times a day I praise you because of your judgment, your righteous judgment.
Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgment. Brethren, there is a power in appreciating God. Three people were, God asked three people to ask him something. The first person said, God, all I need is money. God said, take money. The second person said, all I need is children. God said, take children. And the third person, before he could even say anything, he began to praise God. He began to praise God. He said, God, it's you that I want. And as he was praising God, God stood up and followed him. Goodness, mercy, money, everything follow him. Because he has praised God. When you praise him, he will give you more than you deserve. Say in the book of Isaiah that I'm going to open a double door that no one will be able to shut. When God opened it, no one will come near it to close it. So David says seven times a day that he prays God. Praising God is a spiritual force that empowers you to scale higher, to scale to higher level. You cannot change to higher level without praising God. Okay, you might be saying, okay, I've not praised God, I got promotion in the office. Who knows whether your promotion should have been above that? Praise him for the little one you receive. He will do more for you in Jesus' name. Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2.
It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord.
It is very good thing to give thanks to the Lord. And what?
And to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
It's not just praising him. You have to sing. You have to show the happiness that, Lord, I thank you. Many of us, we are good singers when we are taking our baths. Is that correct? And most of the sisters also, when they are in the kitchen, they are very good in singing. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise him everywhere. You may not have the opportunity of praising him in the office. You may not have that chance. Praise him in your mind. He sees your mind. He sees your heart. Praise him at that time. Verse 2.
To declare your loving kindness.
And when you praise him, you declare his loving kindness. When?
In the morning.
In the morning. And what?
And your faithfulness every night.
And the faithfulness every night. Verse 3 is saying, on instrument of 10 string and on lute and on harp with harmonized sound. That's why sometimes when the praise and worship are worshiping here, you dance, you appreciate him, because whatever David is mentioning here is complete. In Luke 17, 11 to 19, we are not going to that. 10 people were healed, but only one returned to say, thank you, Jesus. And Jesus took note of this, and he perfected his healing. He said he has been made whole. Why did other 19 return to appreciate him? Because they are ingrate. So when people are looking for something, immediately you see them, they'll be coming to the church, coming to every prayer. You see them, because they need this thing. They are praying, God, do this for me. They attend every prayer. But believe me, some of them, once God provides this thing for them, that particular thing may be an hindrance for them now to worship God. Imagine somebody is saying, God, I need child, I need children. And when the children call, oh, my child is crying, I can't go to church today. It shouldn't be. It should not be. God has provided that job for you. Don't hide behind the job and say, no, I cannot come to weekly program. You don't have to start with the program. The end is what matters. Even if you walk up to 8 o'clock, program starts by 8 o'clock. By 8:30, you can still join us in the service and be part of it. Let us appreciate God for whatever he's doing. Don't allow whatever he has done to be a hindrance to praise him or to worship him. Could you imagine if the entire world is appreciating God every second? You know the kind of peace that will be reigning. Hallelujah. Amen. So every blessing that we receive comes from God. Whether small or great, they are all from God. That is why we need to appreciate him. God expects you to give appreciation. He values our praises and thanksgiving. And is actually motivated by it. Being appreciative, we establish your blessing as permanent future of your life. Ingratitude is the major reason for stagnation. When you are not appreciating God, when you are not thanking him, you might remain in one place. You may not know. You might be thinking, yes, you are on top of the world. A man who does not thank does not move forward, no matter how much he prays. When you want to pray, first appreciate him for what he has done for you. And where you have gone wrong, ask him for forgiveness. Then table your request before him. An appreciative child always receives more. Right from January up to this time, God has done many things for you. Count your blessing and give glory to God. Until we thank God for where we are, we may not be able to move to where we are meant to be. Some situations will arise. God is testing you with those situations. And because of that, you begin to feel sad that people are now looking at you. What happened, brother? What happened, brother? Show happiness. Have it within your mind that, yes, Lord, I thank you for what you are doing in my life. Until you thank God for where he has brought you, he may not take you to where he planned to take you to. When you quickly appreciate him, he's going to take you to higher level. Amen? God bless you, sister. Appreciation is very, very vital in our life. As a person, you have done something for somebody, he appreciates it, you will love to do more. In various offices, when you do what you're supposed to do and your boss is happy for you, he will do unexpected for you. Amen? But one thing is that sometimes devil will keep reminding you about the negative things. Forget about him. He will scare you. You know, David, when his ability of conquering Goliath was questioned, he told them what God has done before by helping him to do what? To kill lion. And 1 Samuel, let's look at 1 Samuel 17, verse 34 to 37.
Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion.
He said the Lord will deliver him. That's Saul was trying to discourage him, and some other people are trying to discourage him. And what? Read on.
And the paw of the bear. He will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you.
Amen. 34 to 37. Okay. There are so many purposes of giving thanks to God. I want you to go and read that verse yourself because of our time. So, the purpose of appreciating and giving thanks is to, let's look at James. James 1:17.
Every good gift. And every perfect gift.
And every perfect gift
is from above.
It's from above.
And it comes down from the Father of light.
It's only come down from the Father of light.
With whom there is no variation of or shadow of turning.
You don't have to doubt it. If it's giving you big, it's coming as a big. If the specification is well, it's red, it's going to be red. There'll be no variation in it. So the purpose of appreciating God and giving thanks to him is to acknowledge the source of our blessing. To acknowledge the source of our blessing, which is God. That's what James is saying, because every good things and blessings we enjoy in life has its source from God. The oxygen we breathe in is from God. Even the scientists are afraid. They are saying emission, 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 emission. Who has put that oxygen there? They are saying because of so many industrial something that emission, oxygen will disappear. They are afraid, but our God is God who gives without variation. How is it being replaced? The oxygen we receive in the hospital, in the cylinder, it will get finished. You have to refill it. But the gift from God, which is above, from above, is unending. It never finishes. We need to appreciate the source of the gift that we receive from God. John 3:27.
John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven.
This is to acknowledge that the blessing we receive cannot be obtained by our own making or by our own means apart from God. Don't think that it's your profession, it's your qualification that are giving you that post. So many people with the same qualification you have, they never have that opportunity. John said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You will never receive it unless God decree that this is for you. And it will never go to any other person in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, when you are appreciating God, you are acknowledging that you cannot receive anything unless you have been selected to receive it. And it's coming from our Father in heaven. Samuel, 17, verse 37.
Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you.
Amen. We give thanks to God to indicate that we know the worth of his goodness in our life. That is what David was doing there. He declared, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of lion and from the paw of bear, he will deliver me. What is that situation that you are passing through that looks like Goliath in your life? Don't you think that God who is giving you, you might have not faced lion or bear, but believe me, for you having the oxygen to breathe, I'm using oxygen because it's a common thing that's common to every one of us. For you having that oxygen to breathe, for you being alive, who told you that the situation you are passing through, you will not overcome it? Appreciate God. Tell that problem that for God has given me the oxygen to breathe, I will overcome you. Amen?
Amen.
So appreciate God. We give thanks to God to indicate that we know his worth in our life. Philippians 4:6-7.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
We give thanksgiving because thanksgiving is a must for a glorious future. We appreciate God to fulfill the scriptural requirement of how to make our requests know unto God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let us request be made. Don't just say, God, do this. Begin to appreciate him that, God, I thank you, you have done this for me. God, I thank you, you have done that for me. In that, God will answer you, and you will testify to the glory of God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Brethren, when you call on him sincerely, when you appreciate what he's doing in your life, even at the trial time, when you appreciate him, thank you, Lord, for bringing this trial time to me. This makes me to understand that, yes, you are a true living God. Even the devil will be ashamed to stand behind you and be telling you negative things. Look at Job. God will always be there for you, no matter what it is. Some believe that they deserve whatever they have received. Believe me, it's not like that. And that is why I'm saying, if today you are praying to buy a bicycle and you buy two-wheeler, you are thinking, okay, my target is to buy a bicycle. But because you get bonus in the hospital, in the office, and you buy two-wheeler, and you are happy, you are not appreciating God. You just think, oh, because of that bonus. If you have thanked God, maybe you should have bought four-wheeler. You are looking at bicycle, and God provide higher than that. Don't think that, yes, this is what I deserve. You deserve more than that when you make it personal. You deserve more than that level. If you are promoted in the office, if your children is doing fine, appreciate God. Don't think that it's the extra classes you are giving, all your input in the office that has made you to get that. Appreciate God that, God, I thank you for what you have done. Nobody receives anything except he has been given from above. Some of us also, we know how to thank God quietly in our mind. God has done it. You see them very happy. Yes, there is no harm in that, in thanking God. When you thank him wholeheartedly in your heart, your appreciation is not to human beings. It's not to thank God for people to see what has happened. It's to praise him. If you thank him within your heart, it's also acceptable. But when you allow people to rejoice with you, when you allow people to take clue from what God has done for you, it encourages people to also appreciate God. Hallelujah. For those of us that are in the Victory Night, I'm a living example. God is God of time. He makes things beautiful in his own time. Don't think that the end of the world has come. He will lift you out of the dungeon and put you on the top of mountain. Because the God of mountain is the God of valley. You don't know the difference. If you remain on top of mountain and you have never been to down the valley, you may not know what it is. Even when you find yourself in the bottom of the valley, begin to appreciate him. He will arise and fight your battle for you. Amen? Amen? Amen. There are still others who so thankful, just, yeah, there are others, I already explained that, others that thank, they cannot even contain it. They can't. In Romans 7, verse 25.
Thanks.
Paul say what?
Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
When Paul said this, I don't know if you can see the kind of excitement that he was. He said, thank be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. When Jesus Christ was living, he said, whatever you want to do, ask through me. Even appreciation, take it through Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. But this is not the only time that Paul wrote something like this. Earlier in Romans 6, he writes, Romans 6, 17.
But thanks be to God that, though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to whom you were entrusted.
Yes, I thank God that you are in the presence of God today. Many of us, we are in the world before. We have gone astray. Paul is thanking God that the sin has been forgotten. Our sins have been forgotten, even if it's just that alone. Because if God should look at our sins, we might not be alive. The God of Old Testament, immediately decree many things happen, we all know. But our God, because of Jesus Christ, he has forgiven us those sins. If you have nothing to appreciate God for, appreciate him for that alone. For the sacrifice that his son has done on the cross of Calvary. And for forgiving you, appreciate him for that. And I pray that God will continue to be with us in Jesus' name. I'm focusing on Paul now. In another letter, Paul wrote to Christian in Corinth. And again, he says in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14.
But thanks be to God, who always leads us into triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him.
The fragrance of the knowledge of him, that is what the promise for this week, or for this month, is telling us, to spread it. Because of what? Who can remind me? Why do we have to do that? Because we have been anointed to do it. And because of what? The Spirit of God is upon us. That promise for this month. The Spirit of God is upon you and me because we have been anointed to set them free, the poor, those in captive, to set them free. Amen?
Amen.
Whatever be the circumstances, let's continue to appreciate God that God, we thank you so that we can spread that good news that he wants us to spread. And speaking of the change God has brought about in the current, the Paul was talking about the change that God has brought into the Corinthian church, to the Christian there. In 2 Corinthians verse 9, or chapter 9, verse 15, what did he say again?
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
Indescribable gift. I don't know what God has done for you. If I ask you quickly to name 10 things that God has done for you, I'm sure if you are naming, you continue to name it, at a point you may not even know what to name again. God has done so many things that you cannot even remember. You can't describe it. The same way you passed through, accident happened there. Can you describe how it managed that it was not the time that you are there? You cannot describe his love. God is good. There is no mistaking the fact that Paul was excited about giving thanks to God. There are many thank you God in letter of Paul. And the truth was so obvious that legend grew through Paul. Timothy is an example. Paul loved Jesus. We can see that from the way he appreciated God. Paul was excited about Jesus. He cannot contain his excitement. That's why whenever I say, thank be to God, he always makes reference to Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus has forgiven him. We know the story. I don't need to tell you now. On his way to Damascus, he has taken up authority and permission to go and destroy them. But Jesus didn't look at what he has done before. He rescued him, he delivered him. And Paul put himself in a scale that is not worthy. But Jesus Christ didn't look into that. Bygone is bygone. He forgiving him. Many of us, we have done something terrible that we know within our heart. But God still chose us, anointed us this month. And beyond. He still put his Spirit upon us to go and spread the good news. You know, the story of Saul before he became Paul. I will not go into that. But I just remind you that he got baptized. And from that one on, he began to do wonderful thing, wondrous thing that is undescribable. You cannot describe it. Or it's unsearchable. They are all unsearchable. So, like I said, Paul put himself on the weight. And As a human being, the weight of his sin is trying to drop him down. But because he has been forgiven, brethren, you have been forgiven. Even if just that alone, appreciate God, that God, I thank you. A lot of people slept yesterday. They didn't wake up this morning. They didn't. It's not that they have that sin to God. But God is merciful for us. That's why he has given us that opportunity to be alive today. That you are not from your sleep, become a candidate of hospital, is God. Appreciate him. That you are not from your sleep, become a candidate of mortuary, appreciate him. That you are here this morning, stroke afternoon, appreciate him. I've said it, that you can breathe. That is the common thing for every one of us. Some cannot breathe for themselves. That you can breathe alone, appreciate him. He will continue to supply that oxygen to us in the mighty name of Jesus. So when Paul said, thank be to Lord, he is not doing it for the material things that he had around us. Even though the Bible may not emphasize on that much about things. But from the look of things, he traveled wide. We could conclude that yes, God is providing for him. That God is there for him. He's not doing it for, he's not giving thanks to God because of what he has in his bank or what he owns. Okay, let's look at it. Let's say we are thanking God for the possession that we have. Each time you look at whatever you have, oh, God, I thank you for my children. I thank you for this, for my house, for my property, for everything. You are appreciating God. Does it mean that when those things cease to exist, you will not thank him? You have cause to thank him because the oxygen you are breathing is from God. So Paul is not focusing on material things. You see, let me divert a little bit. When he was in prison, Paul and Silas, we used to sing that song. I will not go there now. Paul and Silas in prison. Instead of people to be thinking, oh, what will we do? Who is the waster that we go and talk to so that they can set him free? Who are those people we have to talk to that we can set him free? People begin to praise God. People begin to praise God. They begin to pray. And before the news, ting tong, they press the bell. Somebody go and look. The person that saw them at the gate could not even wait to ask them any question. He ran back, she ran back inside to tell them that they are at the gate. You can imagine, I call Pastor Abraham, come to your house. And your son open the door and see Pastor. First thing is that he ran back to, without opening the door for him, he closed the door again and ran back. Because of excitement. Because people are thanking God, they were praying that God should set them free. Believe me, he's still the same God. He's still the same God. I was focusing on a big waster in this land for a particular thing. And the person said, oh, that waster you mentioned is from the royal family. And I have issue with them. Sorry, Francis, I cannot help you. God will never give his glory to anybody. He will never give his glory to everybody. The same thing that that person said, Francis, I'm sorry. God did it free of cost, without any waster. Hallelujah. So, what are we talking about here? Have a very big God, though. He's always by my side. A mighty God, though. That is my Nigerian tune. We have that God that is very big. At any point in time, he's always by your side. So, why are you sad? Why are you not happy? Lift his name up and appreciate him. He will answer you speedily. Let's move. Failure to appreciate God, what happened? It opened up for enemy. When you don't appreciate God. Deuteronomy 28, quickly, 47 and 48.
Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness.
Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and what? and gladness. Yes?
For the abundance of everything.
For what he has done for you.
Therefore you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send
you. You will never serve your enemy in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's okay, brother, young David. That's okay. Please go and read that. We have not read to the end, but because of our time. When you do appreciate God, you are trying to open door for enemy. How? They will come and be telling you story. So person is like this. So person is, they will be telling you story that we scared you. If you don't appreciate God, sometimes also it attracts curse rather than blessing from God. Malachi 2, 1 to 3.
And now, O priest, this commandment is for you. If you not hear and if you not take it to heart, to give glory to my name.
To give glory to God's name. What will happen?
Says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you.
Thank you, brother. God will never send curse upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want you to go and read the rest. Let's leave it that way. So when you don't appreciate God, well, it may attract curse. Will you not be cursed in Jesus' name?
Amen.
Merely saying, God, I thank you. It's okay. At least you pronounce it. If you don't appreciate God, it's a form of pride, and that can lead to destruction. It's a form of Acts of Apostles 12, 21 to 23.
So on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an orientation to them. And the people kept shouting, "The voice of a God and not of a man." Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died.
Herod was eaten by worms. The scripture tells us that King Herod was eaten by worms because he didn't give glory to God. Amen? Let us give glory to God. We will not be eaten by worms in Jesus' name. Sometimes worm can be there, you may not know. It's not the kind of worm we are imagining. Devourer, something that is diverting your resources to something else. I was telling a colleague when I was to leave L&T, I didn't know the system of going to the hospital have changed. So when they were telling me something, I said, look, I didn't even know. Because we don't go to hospital. And that system has changed more than 2 years. But my wife went to the hospital. They refused to attend to her. And she called me and I asked, no, you're supposed to do it. I said, what did that happen? So you don't go to hospital. I said, yes, I don't go. Going to hospital might be a worm. It might be a worm. Let us appreciate God for his mercy. Many people are suffering because they did not give all the glory to God. Let's give glory to God for what he has done. And what are the pattern of appreciation? Pattern of appreciation is you thank God for his blessing. That is pattern. Another pattern is the pattern, thank God for his blessing. He must take all the glory over every blessing, over everything that he has done for you. Don't think that because you know how to play football, that's why you are able to score the goal. Because you know how to, is it batting, right? Because you know how to bat, that is why you are able to make 6 runs or bowling. No, God has given you that, give that appreciation to God. God has given you that voice to sing unto you, to him. Give that to him. And when you are thanking God, you need to thank men also, who God has used to bring that blessing to you. God don't come down from heaven to do it. He used people. I give you an example of my own. The same position I was pursuing through Big Man, through WASA. My project director called me and said, Francis, check your WhatsApp. And I check. He said, and I said, oh, I've seen it apply separately. He said, no, go and submit application. And I did. Within 3 days, I was called. Each time I'm talking to you, I say, sir, God has used you. He said, no. That is God for you. He will use someone. If you are not good to the person that God's supposed to use for you, he may not remember you. Appreciate those God has used for you. Amen? Sometimes, what are the things that make it too difficult for us to appreciate God. Greed. We should not be greedy. We have to be faithful with the little one we have. Covetousness. Don't make us to give appreciation. Appreciation is part of our faithfulness that qualifies us for to receive the next bigger one. Amen? Another thing that makes us not to appreciate God is murmuring. People grumble. Rather than the little you receive, rather than thank God, you begin to complain. You now become a chairman of public complaint ministry. You begin to complain. Look at that talent, those people that God give talent in the scripture. They give one to one person, two, three, four, five, like that. The one that receives one, he begins to compare his own with others. Make use of God has given unto you. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Pride is another thing that may not allow you to give glory to God. Because you have attended that interview and it favors you, you are able to answer very well, you are now thinking that, yes, I know what I'm doing. There are many people that when they get to interview, they begin nervous. They won't be able to say whatever is required. God is good. When? All the time. Appreciate him. You need not to compare with others, like I said. So there is power in appreciation. It opens fresh door. It opens fresh door. It turns your battle to God's battle. Because when that problem comes and you appreciate God, that challenge, God accepts that battle. And it is a platform for great blessing. It sustains your confidence in God and his power. You'll be able to walk to him. God, I'm here. This is what I want. It validates your miracle and blessing. In conclusion, as believers, we must always endeavor to show appreciation to God. Because of our existence on earth, it's not as a result of our beauty, wealth, connection, but it's only because of the grace and mercy of God that we have received. Amen. So, like I mentioned, Paul, you know what Paul has done. He appreciates God in every area of his life. The same way David, I've appreciated God. I don't know what God has done for you. You are thinking it's a small thing. Maybe you are looking at your age. Oh, because of my age, I may not be able to get this. Because of this, I may not be. Forget about it. Just thank God. Are you blaming God for allowing you to grow? Day by day, every day. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. So David prayed with thanksgiving in an expectation for God, for how God will act. He gives thanks in advance for what God is doing and what he will do. That's what David do. You can do the same thing. God, I thank you because the people doing birthday this week, they will give me biryani. Right? That's if I visit them. They will provide it. So let's appreciate God that God, we thank you for what you are going to do. God will provide, he will protect, he will deliver you in the name of Jesus. Even when David was, when he flees from the enemy, he was still thanking God. Let's be on our feet. I don't know what God has done for you. In these 30 seconds, just as God laid it in your mind, just appreciate God that, Lord, this is what you have done for me. I thank you. I give you appreciation. Even for providing roof on your head, for the fine family, as you have heard from the psalm, thank the Lord for the blessing. The roof above you, a good place to sleep, the food on your table, the shoe at your feet, and now that God has given you his love, and above all, fine family. Thank him. Lord, we want to thank you for all that you have done for the brethren. We pray that you will do more for us in the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Let's be seated.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now it's a time for us to come to the Lord's table. As all of you are aware of the Lord, before I go to the explain that, let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 23 onwards. Here Paul writes to us, "For I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many asleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." Again and again we exhort you from these scriptures, and to remind you, this is Lord's table, and what is kept before us is a symbolic, the elements or the Lord's Supper or the communion table is, the unleavened bread represents the body of Christ. The juice, grape juice, which represents the blood of Jesus Christ. And the repeated terms what we used here is the Lord's Supper, communion, breaking bread, and so on. But it cannot be taken very lightly. There are many things to remind and to remember. First of all, it has to be taken with thanksgiving. Secondly, it is a memorial. It has to be done as a remembrance of the Lord's death. And we are reminded to proclaim the Lord's death to this world. And we have an anticipation of the Lord is coming. So that is another reminder for us on this day. And this has to be taken with reverence. And it cannot be taken very lightly. And it is not ritual. It is not routine. It is not forceful. And fearfully we have to take it. And it has to be done with your self-examination. And this table is prepared for the Lord's children, those who are committed their life unto the Lord, accepting Him as the Lord and Savior, confirm that with the testimony of going into waters of baptism. So, dear children of God, if you are qualified, as it is mentioned, and if you understood all these things, and also there is a last word says, it's a warning. It should not be taken lightly. You have to examine yourself. If you take it lightly, you take condemn on yourself, upon yourself. So for us to be not to be condemned, we have to examine ourselves. Please close our eyes, examine yourself. If you have, close your eyes, bow before God. If you have any unforgiven sin in you, it's a time to confess before Him. Because our God is faithful, our God is merciful, our God will forgive us. Amen. Father God, we praise you and we thank you in this moment once again. Lord, we thank you for the blood and the wine which before us sanctified in the name of Jesus Christ. As we confess before you of our sins, knowingly or unknowingly, Lord, against you or against your word, if you have done anything, please forgive us. Keep us as a worthy people to take part in this table. As we acknowledge, as we are reminded by your word, exhorted by your word, Lord, help us to keep these words in our mind, in our heart, until you come. Whenever, wherever we come together, it is a great joy for us. We are not only one among us, you are with us to take this table. Father, thank you for all your provisions. In Jesus' precious name, we offer this prayer. Amen. Please. Now is the time for us to come to the Lord, and as the ushers are going to guide you, please follow the instructions. And now it's a small change. The pastor will tell you.
As we this bread, we honor you, and we offer you our lives as you has offered us for us. We remember all you've done. As we drink this cup, we worship you. As we eat this bread, we honor you. And we offer you our lives as you
we remember. Christ alone. My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. His cornerstone, his solid ground. Firm through the fence and strong and strong. Striving seas, my comforter. Of God in helpless pain, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied for every sin. You're in the bed of Christ I lay. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by God. Commands my destiny. No power of man, no scheme of man can ever blow me from his hands till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fences, strong and strong.
Let's all rise up. John 6:26 says that Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." Those who are filled, let us praise God. 2 minutes. Let us praise God for what, let us appreciate Him for what he's done. Let us all appreciate Him for what He's done. He's given as the word came to you. He's done everything for you. Nothing you cannot mention that it is not from Him. So let us all thank Him that He had given His own life and His flesh for us, and we ate His flesh and His blood, and we have life. So those who have life and who have shared from His flesh and blood, let us praise Him. Let us appreciate Him. 51 Psalms says that, "Give us a new heart." The 10th verse, "Create in me a new clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Let us pray that let God give us create a new heart in us that is appreciating Him, a new spirit that always appreciates Him and for what He has done. He has given His life and He has given His flesh for us. He was crucified because that we need to overcome this world. He has given His blood, the last drop of His blood, that we should be redeemed from our sins. So God has done that. Let us all appreciate. Father, we thank you, Father, that you have given your Son, and you did not do anything less than that. We are not minimizing you. We glorify you in our hearts for what you have done. And Father, with a grateful heart, we come before you now. Oh Lord, we had a time to check, to examine ourselves. Father, we thank you because you are holy. You have given your life and your blood for us, and we accepted it by sharing the blood and wine. Oh Lord, my Father, we pray, oh Lord Father, that whatever you have purposed for us, oh, let it be done, oh Father. Father, let it be done in our lives. Your main intention is to be in the likeness of God, and Father, in likeness of your Son. And Father, we pray, O Lord, Father, that it will be done. Father, we thank you for this day. We pray for the message and that you have spoken to us, and to the messenger that you have given. We pray for Pastor and his family, that you will shower your blessings upon him and his family, ma'am, and the children and their future. O Lord, Father, we pray more and abundance of grace upon them. O Lord, that he will come up with more in-depth, O Lord, Father, revelations of you, O Lord, Father, that will raise up to you, to what you expect from us, O Lord, Father. We thank you, Father. We once again thank you for your life and what you have done in each and every one of our lives. Let us share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Go in the peace of the Lord. The newcomers, please come over here. You will meet someone there. May God bless you. Have a wonderful week.